front row, Dave Biddle, 247 Sports.
Matt, where are you perhaps further along defensively than maybe you anticipated 3 games into the season?
Yeah, you know what? That's a great question. We got some stuff in last week. I would say that I was glad to be able to get in and kind of get out there and practice. But our guys are doing an unbelievable job, I think, with the installations and the learning and the different pieces and putting that all together. I just can't give enough credit to the way that they've gone after this and studied and learned and practiced and improved. What's really been great is, you know, we'll put things in, and sometimes you put things in and you're taking a look at it and you're like, man, I'm not really sure if I like that or not. And then they're kind of like, hey, let's give it one more look. And they fixed it, you know, or they've made you feel more comfortable about those calls, which I love, like that ownership that they've been able to do with some of the stuff that we've done. So it's been pretty good. Pretty good. Yep.
We'll go over here. Kellyanne Stitz, WSYX.
Just heading into the bye week, looking at the last 3 weeks, the defense has played very well. But what's the focus this week as you guys get ready to go on the road to Washington?
Yeah, so exactly right. We got to go on the road now. We have a whole operation there that'll be a little bit different than what we're used to communication-wise. And then certainly, you know, Washington being in their home stadium and having that advantage for their offense. So that gives us some different challenges. And certainly just, you know, this teams get better each week, and Washington will be, you know, the next best team that we face in their offense. And, you know, Coach Fish does a great job. Jed does a great job with that unit, their quarterback and their skill players and the running game and all the things that they present from a problem standpoint. I think they're tops, you know, in college football and a lot of offensive stats. So he's a great coach. They got really good players. This is a huge challenge for us, the travel and the, kind of the change of schedule. You know, we finally kind of getting on like a normal schedule here in season. It's been nice to be home. I really enjoy our crowd. I enjoy our fans a lot. That's a big advantage for us. And so if they can travel and get out there as much as possible, that'd be awesome. I'm all for it.
Tony Gerben, Buckeye Huddle.
Matt, when you got a guy like Caleb who can do all of these different things, he needs a running mate that can handle all of the stuff he's not doing. What makes Jalen McClain that kind of guy, and what kind of potential do you see for him?
Yeah, Jalen, I think, really has a, you know, followed along with Caleb and the communication. That's the biggest piece, you know, with the safeties. They got to talk back and forth. And depending if you're playing, you know, middle field close coverage or split safety coverage, there's a lot of communication that goes outside from that position and then towards the front. And I think that, you know, just learning how Caleb approaches the game, Jalen's really done a good job of kind of following that model. And, you know, it's always good when you have a great player in front of you and you do what he does. That usually helps you out a lot. But I think those two and their chemistry together, along with the linebackers, those are our main communicators. And Lorenzo's in there, too, a little bit, you know, because he's kind of moving positions and tied into the middle of the defense more with the communication. I think those guys, those three in the back end, along with, like, Sonny and Arvell and Peyton, tying that to the front, it's been really good. I think that you see it in the meetings a lot. You know, when we talk in the meetings and we have that conversation in the meeting room, then you feel confident when you go out on the field, you'll be able to get that communication done in the moment.
Matt Murphy, 24/7 Sports.
Matt, the NFL, I don't think you have 70-0 games very often, or games where you can get as many guys in. How much of an adjustment has it been for you to try and coach off of games like that, where guys are getting away with maybe some things they won't down the road,
yeah,
as opposed to the NFL, where every week is a major challenge?
Yeah, I think that's a great point of we've got to just be consistent with what we're coaching and what we're asking the guys to do, and the coaches have done a great job of that, and the players want that too. You know, it's good to be able to have those reps in a game where you can kind of really get that fundamental technique down and that teaching of the communication down where it's happening at game speed. You know, practice is great, but there's nothing like being able to do it, you know, live in that environment under that sort of, you know, just stress of a game. So being able to evaluate guys in those moments has been really important. I think that's it's actually critical for us going forward as we are trying to identify players in different roles and then guys that can come in certain situations and earn different spots in different units that we have. So I've actually really, those have been really important snaps, I think, in the games that we've had where those guys have gotten in.
Over here to the right, Dylan Davis, Delaware Gazette.
Having a guy like Kate McDonald and what he's able to do, that big, play with that kind of motor, what does that do to free you up in the back end and what you want to do there?
Yeah, you love to be strong in the middle of the defense, and he is strong in the middle of the defense. He's right there, right in front of the center, right in front of the quarterback, and I think offensively, you're trying to figure out, okay, how do we get around this? You know, that's the biggest thing. So that's a key piece for us. He's done a great job, I think, of really improving and showing just how big he can play inside. And sometimes what that does to a defense is it actually allows you to push your defense out a little bit more. Kind of went through that in some of the other nose guards that I've had, or, you know, interior guys that I've had, where guys maybe can widen out some alignments. They can play a little bit off and deeper because it's going to be – it's going to take the play a little bit longer to get to them when you have that ability inside. So I think he's done a great job, but I think those other guys really, you know, Will Smith showed up. He had really a couple of really good plays, and Edrick does a good job inside, and Taiwan, those guys have all really kind of every single week gotten a little bit better with that technique. I think, you know, K-Mac's just, he's just ahead of those guys. He's done a really good job with it.
Jeremy Birmingham.
After 3 games back in the college game after 25 years or whatever, how has the roster size benefited someone like you who doesn't really subscribe to one defensive philosophy? How valuable has it been to just be able to tinker with any variety of formations or players that you want?
Yeah, it's been fun having that many pieces, that much depth, you know, and we have young guys in those positions too, but being able to put out different sub packages or different base packages and put some of those guys in those positions has been really good. And, you know, I think those guys earned an opportunity to go play. So to be able to have that much opportunity to do that with those guys has been really good. And you know, sometimes you got to be careful because I'm looking at the board maybe on a Tuesday and I'm like, oh, we can run all these packages. And you're like, all right, we can't get all that practice because you're trying to get everybody a job and a role. And I think the coaches have done a good job of putting different guys in those positions to be able to get them all out in the field. And I think all of these snaps that we're getting now are going to pay off, you know, in the long run. We don't know what it's going to look like a month from now, but certainly getting as much game rep as we can now helps everybody, I think.
Bill Rabinowitz.
I don't think we've talked to you since beginning of the season. When what went into the decision for you to stay on the field as opposed to the booth?
Yeah, I've always been on the field calling the defense. And my all the coordinating years that I had, are just I feel that being down on the field is good from a communication standpoint, talking to the signal callers. Guys do both. You know, some guys are upstairs, and it's much calmer. You know, it's a different atmosphere. You can see the game. You got to have great eyes upstairs, you know, when you're downstairs. But what's interesting for me in the college game is the video. That's really crazy. You know, we have the iPad, the tablets with the, you can see the whole play. It's like the entire video. I actually think this one got me the other day. I was swiping through and I'm like, it was probably a bad play or whatever. I'm trying to correct. And all of a sudden the TV copy, and there's my daughter like on this. I was like, what the heck is going on? I was like, you know, trying to swipe through that. I was like, all right, wait, next. But that's really been cool, you know, to be able to have the full play and to be able to adjust, because you can really get all of that. So in the series, it's real important to have the eyes upstairs because you're kind of trying to correct as you go. But when you get to the sideline, to be able to see that full video really makes it great down in the field. And then I can talk to the players and I can see how they're feeling. And when we make adjustments, maybe I'm looking at a guy, I'm like, hey, are you okay if we go to this call or maybe this disguise or this look? And if you're getting the double blink, you're going, all right, never mind, move to something else. So you can just kind of get a better feel for how they're feeling about maybe some of the stuff that you're trying to do during the game.
Robinson, the Athletic.
Matt, I think there's a lot of talk over the offseason about like depth on the defensive line, and you mixed up a lot of fronts. What about that group lends itself to you being able to be so creative with them up front?
Yeah, one of the big things during the spring that was really good was just I was able to observe and watch the different skill sets that everyone had, and with the defensive line, Coach Johnson does an unbelievable job of coaching these guys. They all have maybe a little bit of different things they do well and things that maybe you don't want them, positions you don't want them in. And by being able to use multiple fronts and different looks, I'm trying to just get them in the best possible position to do what it is they do well so they can go play fast and aggressive. So using that variety, I think, hopefully has helped them as they're building their fundamentals and their techniques to be in positions that are advantageous for them. And like I said, Coach Jay does a great job of you know, we've put a couple of different looks out there front-wise, and he's just been able to get them all lined up and get them ready to go, and the communication and the techniques and all that stuff. So he's done a great job with those guys.
Bill Landis.
Matt, when you have a guy like Arvell, who I don't know if he is your best pass rusher, he's certainly one of them, but he's also really good at being a spy, how do you balance putting him in both of those roles? And is there anything that's advantageous when – like the guy who can pass rush is also your best spy in terms of being unpredictable to the offense?
Yeah, Arvell has a skill set that kind of he can do a lot of things really well. Early in the game, he had a nice pass breakup too. You know, he can run and he's really long, so he can cover those guys. And just trying to pull a little bit of uncertainty in the offense to figure out what exactly is he doing on this play. I think that's the biggest thing that you can do with guys that have that multiple ability, you know, on the field. Pass rush, he's certainly dynamic if you can get him around the quarterback for sure, and he's big and long and can run and chase these guys down. So just continually asking him to do different things. He's done a great job of just understanding that and being put in positions. There's a lot of calls on the field actually where he might be changing some of the assignments based on different looks that we have, and his ability to do that has really been, it's been outstanding. So you like those pieces on the field, sure.
Steven Means, Cleveland.com.
Just three games in, it seems like you found a defined role for Devin as a true freshman in that dime package role. Can you just evaluate what you've seen from him through those three games in that role, and do you feel like there's maybe room for him to be able to do more for you as the season progresses?
Yeah, I think he's done a really good job of going out there and kind of handling, that's a pressure situation, third down, some of those packages he's gone in, you know, 2 minute, whatever it is, you have to perform. You know, those are kind of got to have it moments, and I think he's done a good job. There's certainly room for improvement, and he's a young player right now. He's still trying to get all of the different techniques and the alignments, but the communication's been great. Assignments have been really good. He's certainly very gifted athletically and can handle that. So hopefully these snaps that we're building on now can help, you know, him improve as we go forward. And certainly also we're trying to build our depth, you know, to make sure that we have that handled as we go forward, and putting him in that position, in that role, allows us to kind of build on that every single week. So there's things that we're doing in practice that maybe don't show up in the game, where he's getting the game reps to be able to get a good evaluation, maybe just kind of get him that exposure. But during practice, we're having him in some different positions too, where we feel like we're building confidence to be able to do that with him going forward.
Deep right, Dan Holt, left Warriors.
Washington's quarterback's a dynamic runner. What kind of challenge is that, and how much did it help to go against a guy like Parker Navarro this past week?
Yeah, it certainly helped to be able to see that style of play. But, you know, getting to Washington, he's very much a little bit almost like Kyler Murray. Like that first step quickness that he has and his ability to get to top speed is – it's explosive. You know, it's fast. He's quick. He gets out of the pocket, and he's got a really strong live arm. This thing can go downfield. They've got good players to get the ball to. So that's going to be a huge challenge for us. Even when you think, like, you know, you watch the tape, you think you've kind of got him bottled up, he can get out. And that reminds me a lot, like I said, of Kyler Murray, who just it's so fast to that first step speed. Like, you can go from, you know, get to your top speed in one step. That makes it very difficult for defensive players, especially guys in the front. You know, a lot of times they're bigger, longer, slower. You're trying to rush, or you're trying to play the run game, because he can obviously run with the ball too a certain way. You think you have him leveraged, and then all of a sudden he sidesteps it, and then he's out the gate. So getting a look at that last week was good for us live in game. Those reps will be valuable, and then it's got to really be next level as we go forward to Washington.
Jeff Gilbert, Press Pros.
Coach, coach pro guys for so long, coaching college guys. I don't know what your expectations were for these guys, a lot of new starters, but sort of what level of professionalism do they bring to the job every day, and is it more or less than what you thought it might be?
Yeah. You know, I think that's a really good just kind of observation, and I'll second all of that. These guys have been unbelievable to go into the meeting room, and, you know, I think I've said this before, but it's such a joy to, like, kind of be around these guys. There is that professionalism that you walk into the meeting room, they're very serious, they take notes, they want to learn what the game plan is, they really want to learn about the opponent. But then there's just that also joy of, like, they are young kids, you know, they have that youthful energy about them. They love the game for the game. It's just all of that stuff being around younger players that just, you know, come out of them. They have fun, you know, they're out there celebrating the, you know, 6-7. I don't even know what that is, but my kids know what it is, and they get excited about it. So, you know, I love to see that energy and that excitement that they have around each other, and they're young, you know, they're great young men, but in that meeting room and on that practice field, they're as serious as they can be, trying to just be the best players they can be. So it's a great combination, honestly, to be around. It's a lot of fun.
And final question, Doug Lay Maurice.
So Matt, three games in, it seems to be going pretty well so far. In the end, a new defensive coordinator coming into a new program, that is a big adjustment for players to get used to you and you to get used to them, or, you know what, you guys all know ball, no big deal, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, give credit to the players. I think they've done a good job of just trying to learn. And again, I would say we've carried some things over. You know, it wasn't totally different, maybe just taught a little bit differently, maybe just more conceptual from that standpoint. There's a lot of carryover in the coverages and some of the techniques and some fronts, but not fronts that maybe weren't in the packages. We're just kind of utilizing guys in different ways. So I think the guys have just done an unbelievable job of just, you know, being open-minded to trying to learn maybe a little bit different and put the packages together. It's been a lot of fun. Like I said, you know, my whole goal is to, you know, teach and mentor and coach young men and help develop young men and, you know, hopefully have a positive impact in their lives going forward. And that's really what I'm trying to do. And that's what's been the most fun.
All right, Coach, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks a lot. Good to see everybody.